Swami, we, the final year students of our music college and the undergraduate section of the Prashanta Nilayam campus, offer our humble pranams at your lotus feet. All of us are here by your will, but we came into your fold long before we entered the portals of this institute. We all know for sure that our love story dates back to many lives. You have poured your love on us through the innumerable sacrifices made by our parents, through the painstaking efforts taken by our teachers to mold each one of us. As buds we came, as fully blossomed flowers, we are ready to spread the fragrance of your love in the world. As paper we came, as colorful and spirited kites, we fly high in the sky. However high we may soar, we shall always be aware of the holder of the strings, who takes delight in every achievement of ours. I vividly remember, as a primary school kid, when the Vedam chanting would go on, all of a sudden, you would ask only us to chant. When we chanted our heart out, I remember seeing you standing and watching us like a proud father, asking all the senior brothers to learn from us. When I narrated one such instance of you taking pride in us to my mother, she immediately responded, "That's how a mother will feel." Adaganide ammaina annam pettadu. It is said that without being asked, even a mother does not give food. But Swami, you know each and every single thought of ours, and you answer our prayers even before we ask. I would like to recollect one experience portraying this. This happened when I was studying in my fourth standard. One day, a thought struck me that you had blessed me by patting me on my cheek at least once every year for the past 3 years. I felt a bit sad that you had not done so this year. As time sped by, I forgot all about it. One of those beautiful Thursday mornings, we were seated by the path that you would take after darshan. That day, after aarti, you came by our side and asked us what the breakfast was. We chorused, "Swami, idli vada sambar." You acted as if you didn't hear us and again asked us what the breakfast was. I ran up to you and repeated the answer. Then you patted me on my cheek. "Swami, you listen to every single prayer and thought of ours. Please bless us that as you keep giving us more and more of what we want, we will want more and more of what you have come to give us." Swami, today we would like to offer our gratitude to you in the form of a bouquet of songs, poems and experiences with you.
Swami, on my 6th birthday, I was sitting along with my mother inside Ramesh Hall at Whitefield, waiting to have a glimpse of you. I still remember, as I was sitting in my mother's lap, holding a letter, and my mother was holding a bowl full of akshada, waiting for your blessing. I was praying intensely so that you'll come by our side and bless us. When you started walking towards us, Swami, my heart started beating fast, as it was the first time I saw you up close. My prayers were answered when you stood right in front of us. Then my mother told you that that day was my birthday. Immediately you touched my head and accepted my letter with a beautiful smile. You also blessed me by showering the akshada on my head. Swami, I still remember the beautiful smile which you gave me that day. Swami, you didn't stop there. You materialized vibhuti and filled my little palms with it. It was an exhilarating experience, and I have no words to express my happiness. But at that age, it didn't really mean anything to me much, as I was more fascinated by the way in which you waved your hand. But now, I truly understand the significance of the blessing you gave me then. Swami, I am grateful to you for accepting me in your institution and bringing me closer to you. Swami, please bless us and be with us through every endeavor of our lives. We love you, Swami. We love you.
స్వామి, ఈ 3 సంవత్సరాల కాలము తీయటి అనుభవాలు, కమ్మటి అనుభూతులతో రెప్పపాటి కాలంలో ముగిసిపోయినట్లుంది. మాకు ఆత్మీయులైన ఉపాధ్యాయులనిచ్చారు, సన్నిహితులైన సోదరులనిచ్చారు, నిజమైన ప్రేమామృతం రుచి చూపించారు. మేము మీ చెంతకు వచ్చిన తర్వాత విద్యతో పాటు ఎన్నో మంచి విషయాలు నేర్చుకున్నాము, ఎన్నో మంచి లక్షణాలను అలవరుచుకున్నాము. ఉదాహరణకి ఆత్మవిశ్వాసం. ఒక చెట్టు కొమ్మ పైన కూర్చున్న పక్షికి అయ్యో పడిపోతానేమో అన్న భయం ఉండదు. దానికి కారణం కొమ్మ గట్టితనంపై ఉన్న భరోసా కాదు, తనకు రెక్కలున్నాయన్న నమ్మకం ఆత్మవిశ్వాసం. అలాంటి అమూల్యమైన ఆత్మవిశ్వాసపు రెక్కలను మాకు అందించారు స్వామి. మా మనసులోని కృతజ్ఞత భావాల్ని మాటల్లో చెప్పలేము, రాతల్లో రాయలేము. మా భావాల్ని రాయడానికి ఆకాశాన్ని కాగితంగా చేసుకుని సప్త సముద్రాల్ని సిరాగా చేసుకుని రాసినా సరిపోదు స్వామి. భవిష్యత్తులో మేము ఉన్నత స్థాయికి ఎదిగి సమాజంలో నలుగురికి మేలు చేస్తూ జీవనాన్ని గడిపేలా ఆశీర్వదించమని ప్రార్థిస్తున్నాము. మాకు తల్లివై, తండ్రివై, నేస్తమై, దైవమై ప్రతి క్షణము మా కోసం గడిపారు. జన్మ జన్మలకు మీకు కృతజ్ఞులై ఉంటాము స్వామి.
Yeah. సారమందించావు, నీ జీవితమే నీ సందేశమన్నావు, ప్రతి క్షణం మా కోసం గడిపావు, మా జీవితాలకు అర్థాన్ని అందించావు, ప్రతి క్షణం మా కోసం గడిపావు, మా జీవితాలకు అర్థాన్ని అందించావు. ఓ మానేస్తమా అందరి ప్రాణమా, ఓ మానేస్తమా అందరి ప్రాణమా, ఓ
হে মোর প্রিয় সাই জননী, মার পণত কানিরু দূরেই আসিবা বেড়ে, মার পণত কানিরু দূরেই আসিবা বেড়ে, মন টিকে হয়েছিল উণা, এটি আসি পাইলি মু সহস্র মাতাঙ্ক প্রেম, যাহা থিলা মো পাই অজনা, ঘর পরিবার সাঙ্গসাথী ছাড়ি আসিথিলি এ নুয়া রাইজে, ঘর পরিবার সাঙ্গসাথী ছাড়ি আসিথিলি এ নুয়া রাইজে, বিশ্ব পরিবার পাইলি মু এটি প্রেম বন্ধনরে বন্ধা সমস্তে, প্রেমর স্বরূপ তুমে, প্রেমর স্বরূপ তুমে সর্বে প্রেমে ওতপ্রত, তোমার সন্নিধে সমস্ত ভাল পাই শিখেইল ভাল পাইবা মতে, প্রশান্তির গছলতা প্রতি ধূলি কণা প্রসরন্তি প্রেম আউ প্রেম, সে প্রেমরে হজি যাই নিজকু যে গলি পুরা ভুলি, শিক্ষা লাভ মাত্র থিলা মো উদ্দেশ্য, শিক্ষা লাভ মাত্র থিলা মো উদ্দেশ্য, লভিলি মু মহাদীক্ষা তুম শ্রীমুখরু, পথিবিদ্যা মাত্র নুহে, পথিবিদ্যা মাত্র নুহে জীবনর প্রতি ক্ষেত্র প্রতিটি মুহূর্ত পাই গড়িল মতে প্রভু হে, প্রভু মোর পারিবি কি করি তুম ঋণ পরিশোধ, পারিবি কি করি তুম ঋণ পরিশোধ, তুমরি বারতা হেউ মো জীবন ধন, বড়াইবি বিতরিবি এহা মো সংকল্প, বিশ্ব জানু সাই ছাত্র বলি, বিশ্ব জানু সাই ছাত্র বলি কায় মন বাক্যরু মোহর, তব কৃপা রহি থাউ সদা এ সোনাটি উপরে তোমার, এ সোনাটি উপরে তোমার, ধন্যবাদ সাইমা, ধন্যবাদ।
ভুলি রেখে থি আপনি সংসার রঙ্গমঞ্চ মা, যাহা আমা বুয়া কো লাড প্যার মা হুর্কিন্দে থিয়ে, অচানক ঝট্টারিয়ের এক ঝটারো সরহ আইপুগে সাই আমা তপাইকো চরণমা, অনি পায়ে আফুলাই নেই বৈকুণ্ঠহার ঠেলামা, দোহরাউনু ভয়ো তপাইলে মালাই হাজারো আমাহরুকো হাতরু ফিজায়, ভৌতিক সংসারমা অলমলি রহেকো থিয়ে মো সাঁচো লক্ষ্যলাই ভিত্র লুকায়, র আজ মো এক সিংহ মানছে ভয়ের তপাইকো সামু উবি রহেছু, অনি নির্ধক্ক ভয়ের भन्न सक्छु कि असल मान्छे कसरी हुन्छ भनेर। आज मेरो आँखा खोलिएको छ ती निष्पष्ट अँध्यारोहरूबाट र देख्न सफल भएको छु तपाईँको हजारौँ दिव्य स्वरूप। हजुरलाई के दिन सक्छु र? हजुर नै सबका दाता। म मेरा रित्तकारहरू जोडेर चढाउँछु धन्यवाद। धन्यवाद सयमा।
मार्च 2010 को मेरो दशौं परीक्षा भइरहेको थियो। 23 मार्च 2010 को दिन घर बसी म आमा र बाबुसँग खाना खान लागिरहेका थिए। अचानक मेरी आमाले मलाई भन्नुभयो, आज त परीक्षा पो रहेछ। छक्क परेर म परीक्षाको रुटिनतिर हेरिरहे। 23 मार्च 2010 जियोग्राफीको परीक्षा थियो। आत्तिएर म बाबु कहाँ गए अनि बाबुलाई मेरो परिस्थिति सम्झाए। बाबु पनि केही अत्तालिएर स्कुलमा फोन गर्नुभयो। पहिला फोन गर्दा गुरुबाले भन्नुभयो, इक्जाम त थियो, सिद्धि पनि सक्यो, अब के गर्ने। फेरि एकछिनपछि बाबुले निवेदन गर्नुभयो गुरुबालाई। 2 मिनटपछि गुरुबाको फोन आयो। उहाँले भन्नुभयो, इक्जाम त थियो तर पेपर लिक भएछ। त्यस समय म धेरै खुसी भए, धेरै रमाए। आज यहाँ बसी 4 वर्षपछिको जब त्यो घटनालाई म फर्किहेर्छु, स्वामी त्यसमा तपाईँकै आशीर्वाद र माया पाउँछु। म यहाँ आज तपाईँको अघि केवल धन्यवादको कोसली टक्राउन उभिरहेको छु स्वामी। स्वामी तपाईँले जे भन्नुहुनेछ त्यही नै हुनेछ। आज म यहाँ केवल तपाईँको अघि मेरो मात्र होइन सबै मित्रहरू सबप्रति तपाईँलाई धन्यवाद टक्राउँछु। धन्यवाद छ आमा।
स्वामी, टुडे इफ आई एम हियर इट इज बिकॉज ऑफ योर ग्रेस एंड द प्रेयर्स ऑफ माई पेरेंट्स। माई पेरेंट्स बींग आर्डेंट डिवोटीज ऑलवेज वॉन्टेड मी टू बी अ पार्ट ऑफ योर इंस्टीट्यूशन एंड विथ योर ग्रेस यू गिव मी एन एडमिशन इन माई अंडर ग्रेजुएट क्लास। I would like to share an experience that happened to my mother. It was in my 5th standard when you instructed my mother to undertake service activities and practice meditation. With utmost enthusiasm and fervor, she undertook these activities to such an extent that she completely neglected her own health. And one day, it so happened that her blood pressure fell and she collapsed. She was rushed to the hospital. The doctor said that it was a serious problem. With your grace and treatment for some days, she was discharged, but she was still weak. She could not do any domestic chores. Our maid had refused to come due to some reasons. So my mother requested my uncle, who resided in the neighboring apartment, to help us with his maid. Finally, the maid came and she said, "Auntie, uncle has sent me. I will do all the work. You need not worry. You should take some rest." My mother then fell asleep. After the maid left, a knock on the door woke her up. She was surprised to see that the door was bolted from inside. When she opened the door, there stood another maid who said, "Auntie, uncle has sent me. What work have I to do?" My mother was taken aback as the maid who had come earlier introduced herself as the uncle's maid. She rushed to the kitchen to see if some work was there. But to her sheer astonishment, all the utensils were washed spick and span, and all of them were covered with vibhuti. She could not believe her eyes. She ran to the wash basin to wash her eyes. And when she opened the tap, there started flowing vibhuti water. We went to the main tank to check if some problem was there. But it showed clear water. Only our house in the entire apartment was flowing with vibhuti water. It was then my mother realized that it was you who had come in the form of a maid to help my mother when she was in need. And from this experience, I learned, come whatever may, you will be there for us, Swami. You have brought us up and we won't let you down. Swami, this year we are passing out from your institution and it is our duty to follow your words. Jab naaz hoga tumko bhi hum par, jab naaz hoga tumko bhi hum par, wo din yakeenan hum laayenge, wo din yakeenan hum laayenge. We love you, Swami.
Swami, I would like to share a small experience I had with you. In my 12th class, I took science as a major subject. I was keen on pursuing my career in medicine. One day, you appeared in my mother's dream and told her to put me into music course. My mother was confused and told me about the dream. She started praying fervently. In my mother's dream, you taught her a song, Sri Gananatha, and told her to sing it. Later, I applied for an admission in your music college. I came for the admission test. They asked me to sing a song in Malahari Ragam. The song which you taught my mother is in Malahari Ragam. I sang the same song, but I didn't have hope that I would get an admission here. On the final day, when I saw my name in the list of selected candidates, I was very happy and I decided to join here. Many of my relatives opposed this idea. They said my mother's dream was her own imagination. So my mother prayed that you should give me Padanamaskaram that day if her dream was true. Otherwise, she would take me back. You came for darshan in the wheelchair, halted before me and granted me Padanamaskaram. My mother was not aware of it. After your darshan, my mother was sitting near the accommodation office and she started crying when my father gave her this good news. I then joined here for the foundation program. But the matter didn't end here. I finished my foundation course and I was not sure whether I should come for the diploma course or not. I brought the application form to you for blessings and finally you blessed me by putting Akshadas on my head and touching the application form. I then joined here for the diploma program. Today, I am here only because of your grace. Swami, thank you for this opportunity. Please be with me always and guide me throughout my life. I assure you that I will follow all your teachings and be an ideal Sai student. We love you, Swami.
Dear Swami, during my stay of 5 years over here, I have experienced a completely new world, a world full of divine love that encompassed every cell of my being. The love that you shower on each and every one of us cannot be comprehended. And as you have said, never try to understand God, just love Him. It was as if yesterday that I came to your lotus feet as a student in my 11th standard. Though these 5 years have passed just like the wink of an eye, they have bestowed upon me innumerable blessings. Swami, you used to say that pleasure is an interval between two pains, and it is your grace that takes us through these intervals of pain with a smile. Pain is a part of living, but smiling in pain is an art of living. And it is you who have taught us this art, Swami. Whenever we stray away from our path, you correct us and get us back onto the right track. The love of just one mother is so overwhelming, but here we bask in the love and grace of 1,000 mothers. I have been indeed blessed to be in your divine proximity for past 5 years, and I pray that your presence continues to be with me in the years ahead and I remain immersed in it and I become a worthy instrument in your divine hands in spreading your message of love. Dear Saima, I would like to offer a Marathi poem at your lotus feet. Sai tumcha sannidhyat punha punha yave se vatte. निर्दयी या जगापासून दूर जावेसे वाटते. नाही येथे कुणीही कोणाचे, सारीच नाती खोटी. तुमच्याशीच असलेले नाते मजला जपावेसे वाटते. अनुभवले मी सुख दुःख सारे, परी तुमच्याच विरहाचे दुःख खरे. असंख्य वेळ जगातील क्षणिक आनंदात भिजलो मी, परी आता तुमच्याच खुशीत निजावेसे वाटते. असेल मजला मानव जन्म पुन्हा जरी, स्वामी तुमच्या चरणी यावेसे वाटते, तुमच्या चरणी लीन व्हावेसे वाटते.
स्वामी, बाय युअर ग्रेस आई हॅव लर्न्ड संस्कृत फॉर 10 लॉंग इयर्स, हेन्स आई वुड लाईक टू रिकलेक्ट वन ऑफ माय एक्सपीरियन्स विथ यू इन संस्कृत. एतत् वृत्तांतं यदाहम् एकादश कक्षा पठितवान् आसीत् गणेश निमज्जन दिवसे अभवत्. स्वामिनः आशीर्वादानन्तरम् अहं मम सहपाठिनः गणेशरथेन सह छात्रावासं प्रति निवर्ततः. तत्समये एव ध्वनिविस्तारकयन्त्रे उद्घोषित यत् स्वामिः अस्माकं प्रतीक्षां करोति, सर्वे हि छात्राः तत्क्षणमेव मन्दिरं गन्तव्यम्. तत् श्रुत्वा अहं मन्दिरं प्रति धावितुम् आरब्धवान्, किन्तु तत्समये अहं बुभुक्षा पीडितवान् आसीत्. एतत् अहं मम सहपाठिनम् अपि निवेदितवान्. यदा अहं मन्दिरं प्राप्तवान् प्रथमश्रेण्याम् एव तृतीयबृन्दे उपवेशनाय अवसरं प्राप्तवान्. तत्समये कोऽपि विद्यार्थिनः प्रसादपात्राणि गृहीत्वा स्वामिनः अनुग्रहार्थं तस्य पार्श्वे नीतवन्तः. इदानीं मम मनसे विषादं च सन्तोषं तज्जात. सन्तोषस्य कारणं यत् अहं किं मम सहपाठिनम् उक्तवान् स्वामिना श्रुतम्. विषादस्य कारणं यत् एतत् प्रसादं तत्क्षणमेव खादनं कर्तुं न शक्यवान्, कारणम् अपरेभ्यः पुरतः एतत् खादनं कर्तुं मह्यम् इच्छा नास्ति. दर्शनानन्तरं खादिष्यामि इति मनसे विचारितवान्. तत्समये स्वामिः सिंहासनात् उत्थारितवान्. सः मम अग्रे आगत्य मम नयनयोः दीर्घं दृष्टवान्. तत्समये मम मनसि एतत् उदितं यत् अहम् अन्तर्गोष्ठे अधुना गमिष्यामि, त्वं प्रसादं खादनानन्तरं पुनः आगमिष्यामि. मया अवगतं यत् तेन मम शङ्का अवगतवान्. शनैः अहं प्रसादं खादितवान्. प्रसादं खादनानन्तरं सः पुनः आगतः. सः मां दृष्ट्वा अतिरमणीयस्मितं कृतवान्. सत्यं, तद्दिने मया अवगतं यत् दिव्यमाता सायिमाता मम बुभुक्षाम् अपि अवगन्तुं शक्यः, सा माता मम जीवनम् अपि सुरक्षितं करिष्यति. माता, केन प्रकारं मम धन्यवादः केवलं वाचि प्रकटितुं कर्तुं शक्यः. मम सकलं जीवितं त्वां विधेय भविष्यामि हे साईजननी.
Thank you. હે દીનદયાલ, કૃપાની ધાન, જીવનના દરેક પળમાં સાથે રહેનારા સાઈ, આ બુદ્ધિહીન બાળકને ક્ષમા કરો. મને તમારા સાનિધ્યમાં રહીને એટલું જરૂરથી જાણવા મળ્યું છે કે તમે દરેક પળે મારી સાથે છો, મારા હૃદયમાં વિરાજમાન છો, મને દરેક પળે સાચો રસ્તો બતાવો છો. ભરીને ક્યારેક હું એ રસ્તાથી અલગ ચાલી જાઉં છું, છતાં નારાજ ન થઈ પ્રેમથી સમજાવો છો. મને એમાંનું એક માર્ગદર્શન યાદ આવે છે સ્વામી. થોડા દિવસોથી હું એક અસમંજસની ભાવનાથી સમય વિતાવી રહ્યો હતો. એ દિવસો દરમિયાન તમે એક દિવસ મારા સપનામાં આવ્યા. તમે તે શુભ ઘડીએ પિતાંબરી વસ્ત્રોમાં શોભાયમાન હતા. જ્યારે તમે મારી પાસે આવ્યા ત્યારે મેં તમારા ખોળામાં 3 લાડુ એક થાળીમાં મૂકેલા જોયા, અને એ 3માંથી 1 લાડુની ચેષ્ટા તમારી સામે પ્રગટ કરી, પણ તમે ધ્યાન આપ્યા વગર આગળ જતા રહ્યા. મને ખૂબ દુઃખ થયું સ્વામી. અને જેવો હું આશા છોડી ફરીથી બેસી રહ્યો હતો, તે જ ક્ષણે તમે ફરી પાછા વળ્યા અને સીધા મારી તરફ આવીને એ 3 લાડુ મારા ખોળામાં મૂકી દીધા. મારા હર્ષનો પાર ન હતો સ્વામી. મને તે સપના દ્વારા મારા જીવન માટે એક માર્ગદર્શન મળ્યું કે તમને ખબર છે મને શું આપવું અને ક્યારે આપવું. સ્વામી, તમારા ચરણોમાં એક ગીત અર્પણ કરવા માંગુ છું જે મારા હૃદયની ભાવનાઓને વ્યક્ત કરે છે.
ચરણો મેં જગા માંગી થી હમેં દિલ મેં બસા લિયા. ચરણો મેં જગા માંગી થી હમેં દિલ મેં બસા લિયા. તેરી એક નજર કા પ્યાસા, તેરી એક નજર કા પ્યાસા, ખુદ કો સમા લિયા, આપકો શુક્રિયા, આપકો શુક્રિયા, આપકો શુક્રિયા, આપકો શુક્રિયા.
എങ്ങും എങ്ങും നിറയും വെളിച്ചമേ, എൻ കരളിൽ കുടിയിരിക്കണമേ.
എന്റെ പാദം ഇടരാതെ ഇരിക്കുവാനായി നന്മയായി കുടിയിരിക്കണമേ.
പൂവിൽ ഊറുന്ന പുഞ്ചിരി നീയല്ലോ,
പുസ്തകം തരും ജ്ഞാനവും നീയല്ലോ,
പുൽമാടവും പൂമണി മേടയും തുല്യമായി തരും ശക്തിയും നീയല്ലോ.
നല്ല ബുദ്ധിയായി എന്റെ മനസ്സിലും, നല്ല വാണിയായി നാവിന്റെ തുമ്പിലും,
നല്ല ചെയ്തിയായി എൻ പിഞ്ചു കയ്യിലും നന്മയായി കുടിയിരിക്കണമേ.
എങ്ങും എങ്ങും നിറയും വെളിച്ചമേ,
നിന്റെ നാമം സായി എന്നാകിലും.
നല്ലൊരു അച്ഛനും അമ്മയും സഖാവുമായി എന്റെ ജീവിതം നീ തന്നെ നയിക്കണമേ.
ജീവിത ദുഃഖങ്ങളും ക്ലേശങ്ങളും എന്നെ അലട്ടുമ്പോൾ നീയല്ലാതെ ഒരു ആശ്രയം ഇല്ലെന്നറിഞ്ഞാലും.
എങ്ങും എങ്ങും നിറയും വെളിച്ചമേ, നിന്റെ നാമം സായി എന്നാകിലും.
നിന്റെ മധുരനാമം സായി എന്നാകിലും.
dearest Swami, it was one of the usual afternoon of 1995 when I was 3 years old. I was sitting on my mother's lap in the living room of my house and was watching your video on the television set. It was then suddenly I started experiencing acute stomachache and started developing high fever. My mother got worried. As my grandfather was one of the practicing cardiologists of the town, immediately to attend me, a child specialist arrived. The child specialist gave me the medicines for high fever and stomachache. Despite of all the medicines given, I was not getting any relief and I started losing consciousness gradually. My mother got worried. She started crying and praying to you, Swami. And as she was running towards the telephone to call up my grandfather and father, suddenly there was a knock at the door of my house. She went and opened the door. There she saw an old man standing there. The old man introduced himself as a pathologist and a very good friend of my grandfather. He took me and my mother in his car and got me admitted to one of the hospitals. As he was a pathologist, from my blood test report, he found and he identified my problem and he presented my case in front of the senior doctors. Immediately, I was under observation and correct treatment. Later on, when my father and grandfather arrived at the hospital, my mother went and inquired about the pathologist from my grandfather. To her surprise, there was no such pathologist my grandfather knew, and also no one was aware of him in that very hospital. My parents looked for that person everywhere, but the search was in vain. At that moment, my mother realized that it's not a human plan, but a divine plan in action. Swami, I know you came then and saved my life. My whole family will be forever thankful to you for whatever you have done for me and my family. As an offering of my gratitude, I would like to recite a poem which I have written for you. 3 saal pehle main yahan aaya tha, dil mein apne armaan lekar, aasmaan se tare laun, aise kathin kuch sapne lekar, mila mere jeevan ka har ek pal, mujhe ek upahar ki tarah, tere sang rahun aankh band kar, jaise vriksh ke saath sada rahe ek meetha phal, tune hame dular ke rakha, pyar se rakha, श्रद्धा और सेवा से दुनिया जीत लेने का मंत्र सिखाया, शुक्रिया शुक्रिया करूं मैं कैसे अदा तेरे उन सभी वरदानों का, भरी आंख से तुझे देखकर बस यही बोलूं, बहुत प्यार है तुमसे मेरी प्यारी साई माँ, बहुत प्यार है तुमसे मेरी प्यारी साई माँ। इसी प्यार के नगमे को एक कव्वाली के तौर पे हम आपके बच्चे आपके चरणों पे अर्पित करते हैं।
जहाँ जिक्र हबीब होता है खुदा उनके करीब होता है, तेरी चौखट से मांगने वाला बाबा कौन कहता है गरीब होता है। जो बात दवा से न बन सकी वो बात दुआ से होती है, जब कामल मुर्शद मिलता है फिर बात खुदा से होती है। हो लाल मेरी हो लाल मेरी हो लाल मेरी पत रखियो वाला झूले लाल जिंदड़ी दा सेवन दास दिशा the
चराग तेरे बलन हमेशा, चार चराग तेरे बलन हमेशा। पंजवा में बालन आया बला झूले लालन, पंजवा में बालन, पंजवा में बालन आया बला झूले लालन। जिंदनी दास
पालना, सिंदूर बदना Shiva, ಸಾಗರ ಮುರಳೀಧರ
ಮರಿಯಂತೆಯು ನೀವೇ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮರಿಯಂತೆಯು ನೀವೇ समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु।